Hello and welcome to the Demented Dragons podcast, starting at 9:30 every Sunday night, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons, Mabinogi, Red Towers, Mystery of Legacy. I don't know what else. Conspiracy theories, government, farming, all sorts of crap. So, yeah. Oh, my. Anyway. Here's one. I check this one out sooner or later. It's a cross format. It'll work on Android phones, PCs. It's called Brave Frontier, and its website is bravefrontier.gumi.sg. So maybe you check it out before I do. I haven't checked it out yet, but yeah. So, last podcast, my co-host, his phone died. And apparently has enough charge that he's able to text me, but I'm hoping he'll call in here pretty soon. And, and be able to get underway.
DDD Podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
So he was in the background all the time listening to me. Make a fool of myself.
What?
What?
No, I just called in.
Oh, did you? Wow, I didn't even hear the beep. Oh, nice.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you always do that better than I do.
And you always say that you already did it already.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I already did that. Which is true. But you go ahead and do it, because you'll do a better job.
That's only because I used my radio announcer, no, wrestling announcer voice. Are you ready to rumble? Oh, that's boxing, my bad.
Or for the truck racing, you know, Sunday.
That's it.
Tune in for the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
That actually didn't sound half bad.
You dated the website.
Did I?
That was funny. I'm using data to call in, and I can use data to look up websites at the same time.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
I'm doing paperwork that I should have did yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Or this morning.
It's not good.
Well, not really. One of them I couldn't do yesterday because my stupid company didn't give me the proper information to do my paperwork properly. They didn't even give me the proper information to do my job properly. It took us 10 hours to move one truck.
How far were you moving it?
30 miles.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
Like.
That's like a mile every other minute. Not even.
Not even.
Not even. That's, how many hours did it take you to move it 30 miles?
10. It's ridiculous.
You could have pushed it by hand.
And probably, probably. Basically, what it boils down to is they gave us the wrong information for the pickup. And so we went to the wrong place, got stuck in the mud, and then we still didn't know where it was. We had to get a hold of somebody to find out where it was, and they didn't even really know where it was. They had a ballpark. So that got us close enough to where we found it. Then where they told us to take it to was 100 miles away. So we went there and found out that was not the right place and had to drive another 107 miles back. Because the actual actually more than 107, the actual location was like 30 miles away from where we picked up. But they sent us 100 miles one way, and we had to go 100 plus miles back the other way to get to the actual location. We were not happy.
That's the proverbial we, right?
Oh, and not only that, but the location that they sent us to go, the third location that they sent us, which was the supposedly the right location to take it, was the original location they sent us to in the first place to pick up the truck. Luckily, we figured it out at the last minute before it was too late. Otherwise, we would have got stuck in the mud again. But this time, with a big truck. Except this time with a big truck. Last time it was with the truck, the pickup truck, or the SUV that had four-wheel drive.
So, are you guys having fun yet?
No. So, I made about $10 an hour last night. I was not happy. Actually, like $9.50 an hour last night. I was not happy. So then, I was ready just to go home and go to bed. Or whatever you want to call home. And, so, I was getting ready to go. I couldn't do my paperwork because I still didn't have any accurate information for the load. So, we figured out and wrote down basically the only thing we could write down at the moment. And then, I still don't have the freaking paperwork for that load. I can't finish that paperwork. So anyway, so I was about to leave, and then nobody was on board, and he were calling, waking people up, or trying to wake people up, to get people to take this run. And so I asked him, where is it going, or where is it picking up from, and he told me it was a short 20-mile run, and I knew it. So I was like, all right, I'll take it. Turns out it was a 40-mile round trip, going out to pick up trucks, bringing trucks back. But I was the odd man out. So I only got the one truck instead of the two trucks. I was a little disappointed in that because I'd already been fucked over, if you will. So after that, I just came home and went to bed, and I have not been on board since. I'm going to go on board after the podcast, though.
A glutton for punishment.
I know, right? But I only got two more days.
Joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
Yeah, but I only got two more days before I come home, so.
Right. Hey, I got
you. Right, right.
This is my political question.
I'm going to work my butt off for the next 2 days, and then I'm going to go home.
I told Bill our plans to register the vehicle up in Kansas.
And?
He points out that before you can register in Kansas, you'll need to have temporary tags.
Right.
So how do you get temporary tags?
Now that's easy.
Do they need to see the vehicle to death? Or do they just need to see paperwork?
I don't know. There's another option.
And that is?
Rent a tow dolly.
And tow it.
Yep.
Okay. Tow it in there and say, yep, here it is. How'd you get here? You didn't find it, did you? No. I'm a tow dolly.
Oh, well, once I get it to Kansas, I'm fine. I could drive it to the rest of the way.
Okay.
Oh, but to add to the madness, the night before I did a frack move.
Yes.
And it was one of the worst frack moves I ever had. It was like a messed up weekend altogether. It took us 4 hours per truck to move, each truck. And there's a lot of downtime, and I didn't get paid for any of the downtime. The stuff's getting worse and worse as the longer I'm with these people. So I'm going to be doing something else as soon as I buy that house. I'm going to be moving on to probably something different.
Okay.
But yeah, tow dolly. Move that. I'll just tow the truck up there. Or we could both drive up there and just have one of us in front of the other.
That was one of my concerns because, you know, if Kansas requires you to have temp paperwork, Missouri requires temp paperwork.
You got to catch it first.
Yeah. And they do from the time. So.
Oh, wait. We don't need to tow down. Yeah, we don't really need the tow dolly. We could drive it up on that trailer and drive it up there. I'll pull it up there with the with my Dodge Dakota. The V8.
Good point. All right.
That'll save us money. And then I'll drive the white truck back.
Hey, that reminds me. We never ordered the metal bar to replace Bill's handle.
I thought you were gonna make it.
So what?
Huh?
We need to get a metal bar.
Okay. And then drill holes in it?
Yeah, I can do the drilling holes.
Okay.
This grinder to flip that one side.
That'll work.
We need the metal bar. All right. Okay, I'll tell him it was a misunderstanding because he looked at the other day and mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure what we were doing, but I thought that's what we were doing.
All right, so, all right, we're going in Springfield tomorrow. Location. I will see about detaching that handle that's on there right now. I'll bring it with me. We might stop someplace that might actually have something that would work. So, and if I can afford it, great, I'll grab it. And drill accordingly.
That'll work.
Yep.
Yippity-doo-da, yippity-dee.
Yeah, we actually used the pickup on Bill's place. A bunch of boards around. He's getting ready for the 4th of July. You going to be here the 4th of July?
I will. I was not, but now I am.
Okay.
I was, and then I was not, and now I am again.
It's going to be doing just over a dozen people.
Cool. Your girlfriend going to be there?
It was 75 something. Who will wear?
I said, your girlfriend going to be there?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to make it. She hasn't responded to my last text. I might fire Skype and see if she's responded.
You're supposed to say which one.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even girlfriend. So,
I'm just kidding. That's more my line.
I'm not saying that she's not worth
it. You're supposed to say that's Kano's line.
Oh, well, okay. That's,
you know,
Kano's line. Anyway.
Is your girlfriend going to make it? Which one? That's Kano's line.
Yeah. Anyway. Boy, is she on keyboard?
Did you see? Yeah. Did you see that we got raided today?
Raided?
We got raided by the Bar Tribe.
Oh. Oh. Well, they are your neighbors.
They are our neighbors.
They are your neighbors, and that is their habit.
Yep. That's how they treat their neighbors.
Yeah.
Oops.
So, you know, do you really want to be their neighbor?
Oh, no. But right now, that's who they are. That's where we are. And Brian's calling me. You want me to merge him onto the podcast?
Sure, why not?
All right, hang on.
Hello.
And welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
What?
Yeah, we're talking. Speak up, Brian.
Everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
He's gonna hang up.
Where are you?
Me, I'm in Oklahoma. David's on at Bill and Shirley's, I believe.
Yeah, I'm still at Bill and Shirley's.
I thought you said you were coming back for the 4th.
I am.
Oh, okay.
It's only a day's drive away.
Yeah, it's only the 1st. I'm not leaving till the until the morning of the 4th, which I have to get. I'll get to fight all those stupid idiot traffic people.
Yeah, you want to be careful. Travel early.
Yeah,
you'll be here.
I wake up probably at noon.
Time you're leaving?
Huh? Oh, when I wake up.
Well, I'm trying to get my garden planted. I just got in. I was out there planting with the headlights.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, David.
Hello.
I haven't seen him for a while.
Who's David?
I guess he's driving a scooter.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Want me to come in?
How long are you going to be back?
Only a couple days. As usual.
Well, at least you got a job.
Yep.
Can Brian hear me? Okay, so you did hear
David,
me.
David's on the line, too.
Oh, you got him on the line?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the podcast.
Yeah, we're doing our podcast. You called while we were doing our podcast, so you merged you in.
I must have known. inner spirituality.
Inner what?
Yeah, you're talking about that person.
Spirituality.
Inner spirituality. He knew about the podcast.
You know how you're just going to call somebody and then things, you're just getting ready to dial it and they call you?
Right.
Well, you know,
our
podcast
David, I just got done planting.
You just finished it? So Tuesday's too late.
I was planting on the headlights.
Will plants grow on the front of your truck?
I was planting off the tractor headlights.
Planting in the dark.
So now I'm going to get I'm going to try some of my garlics and onions and potatoes, I got. The crops are pretty poor in some respects, and some respects they're pretty good. But I'm still harvesting the art of onions and garlics and potatoes. It's really not get any help.
I understand that.
But I had some help, and let me tell you,
it's
I would do anything to get it back.
Oh, yeah.
I would get on my knees and beg, pick flowers. I would do anything.
Right.
But anyways, that's just me, you know. When you're a sorry sucker, you'll do anything. You guys ain't got to worry about that because you're not a sorry sucker like me.
We're not silly suckers.
A sorry sucker.
You know, sorry sucker.
Oh, yeah, same difference.
Not too smart, not too good looking, not too brilliant.
Oh, yeah, we got that problem.
All the evidence states we're in the same boat as you are.
It's kind of like being a snail, you know. Sometimes you just slug around, hope for the best, hope you don't get stepped on.
Yeah.
Oh.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, but we got some rain. Hey, that's good. Isn't it?
What?
We got some rain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got rain down here, too.
Well, shit, man. I mean, we got rain. It was, like, really cool. It was really bad. I mean, I'm serious. It was so dry. I was having to water my plants twice a day to keep them alive, and it was really just stressing me out. I got heat stress. I got dehydrated and constipated and depressed, and I think I'm still getting over it.
Well, you sound happy.
Yeah. Happy enough.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It was bad, man.
Sorry.
Hey, David, you know some of that ground out there was so hard trying to dig that stuff, man.
Well, you know, my mounds were with grass. They stayed moist through all of this. Grass was choking out my sweet potatoes, but they kept the ground moist. But yeah, I got some more shoots I'm gonna put into the ground to finish out the rows, but I'm gonna go through and till the ground. That's something I gotta go buy another link to the hose because Bill decided to brush hog his land and he drove up next to the gardens with the brush hog and didn't bother to look for the hose. He found it.
With the brush hog.
With the brush hog. Around the shaft. Mainly, there's only one small hole in one of the hoses, but it needs to be spliced. And
I was tilling. Yeah. I was tilling, and I chopped up a really good pair of boots. The dogs dug out there. And then I killed a machete in half.
Yeah. Machete in half? Ouch.
Well, I tell you what, it did a good job on it. I'm lucky it didn't break it in many pieces.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to watch it because, man, you got to minimize your losses. Otherwise, and then the dogs drug the phone out in Orchard. And I found it, and then it worked for about half a day, and then it doesn't work now, so I got to get a new phone.
Nice.
We dug up a rock that was about a day.
So they retrieve whatever you touch. If you take something and set it over there, the dog says, ah.
Mine now.
Now,
yeah, they're constantly stealing your water bottle.
It.
If you got a water bottle,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I talked over you, Brian.
You said the dog likes to steal the water bottle.
Yeah, the water bottle. It's totally fascinated with like little bottles and stuff like because it thinks it's a retrieving toy.
Right.
It's probably my fault, but.
Probably.
So I try to keep these little water bottles around so that way I have water handy, right? That's a, you know, dog, good fun, huh?
Yeah. Unless they poke holes in them.
Did you know about Agape is going to have a fireworks show and a meal and stuff over there, rodeo, the 4th of July?
Uh-uh. They have a meal anytime you stop by there. From what I observed, they will let anybody stop by and eat in the dinner hall anytime. You know, whatever their meal hours are.
Well, do they have pork in their beans?
Say what?
Do they have pork in their beans?
Probably.
Maybe I'll call them and ask them.
They also serve real beef hot dogs.
Oh, so going. I'll go anywhere for those.
So you can be selective about what you eat. You don't have to eat the pork products. You can ask. The chef will tell you.
Well, here's the thing. there's no reason they need to do that. They could keep it separate, and then if they want to, you know, eat their swine, they can do it, you know, in their grove and do it together. But I don't want to partake of it. And I don't like somebody telling me something about it after I ate it, because that really does not do good.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to keep
in
mind,
you
though.
You know it is. You find out later. Well, you start to feel this kind of weird feeling in your stomach.
Nothing be better.
Then they tell you, and then it's like double whammy, man. I had it happen.
You got to keep in mind, they don't know any better.
Yeah, but I do, and I don't like it. I mean.
Well, you'll love this. USDA ruled a certain percentage of horse meat and a certain percentage of kangaroo meat can be in your hamburger, and it can still be called 100% beef.
Yeah, but usually I don't do that. I'm pretty careful about. But yeah, I realize they got a lot of rules like that. Kangaroo,
yeah,
you know, kangaroo is hopping good. Well, if you eat a bunch of that, man, you have a lot of energy. You'd be hopping around like a rabbit.
Or like a kangaroo.
Yeah, they say
a rabbit
it's a good time.
Okay, so if you eat kangaroo meat, you'd be hopping around like a rabbit. But if you eat rabbit meat, you'd be hopping around like a kangaroo.
Well, you know, they say you are what you eat, right?
That's it.
So maybe I'm a vegetable, huh?
I'm not sure.
So are you?
I don't know.
Sure.
What?
Emus.
So do you pick any stuff over there, David? Are you picking stuff now?
Bill and Shirley are picking their blackberries. I help sometimes. And I've been picking tomatoes off of this giant tomato plant in the greenhouse. Some days it produces about a dozen tomatoes. It's got at least 100 tomatoes on it right now, and it's growing more every day. I'm expecting tomorrow or the next day to get another batch of ripe tomatoes off of it. So, and the tomatoes that she has outside are starting to produce ripe tomatoes. So, now there's a cash crop for you. I think it's one of the top producers per acre as far as money goes. Unless you want to start growing Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
But I used to have an aunt that was named Mary Jane. Mary Jane was from California. I'm not telling you a lie. And she was beautiful. But she was very, very, very dangerous.
Well.
Most women are.
Yeah, I never knew her that well, but... Well, listen, maybe let me know when you get back over here. Few things I want to talk to you about. I don't really like talking about it on the phone because I'm trying to get this. Did I tell you about Baker Creek?
No, about it.
Oh, I talked to some of the people over there about growing seed and stuff. And I got some seed, so I was wanting to talk to you about some of that stuff.
All right. Yeah, you might talk to Bill and see if he's interested. We can set up a plot where we're listening to stuff.
Well, seed is something we all need to be involved with. And, you know, I've been doing it quite a while, but I haven't really got any money out of it. You know, I got some really nice seed, but You know, I'm trying to get these melons planted. I got a bunch of these green melons. Maybe tomorrow I'll get them done.
You're dropping the... I didn't hear you.
Well, hey, let me go because I'm about ready to die on this phone, on my phone.
All right.
Hey, listen, man, right. Good to hear from you. And be
likewise.
Careful driving.
Always.
Yeah. Just hang her down, turn the radar on high. You got a radar, don't you?
Radar? No, we're not allowed to have those.
Oh, come on. Not in your personal vehicle.
Oh, they don't really work that good anyway.
Yes, they do. Well, really, really, you need to think about it. You have rights in American,
we do.
Republic or whatever you want to call it, still have some rights. Might as well exercise.
Oh, yeah. Exercise all the rights you possibly can, because take advantage of them while they last.
David,
just because of rights doesn't mean somebody's going to come down and exercise them.
David, I want to see you have a radar on your scooter. Don't laugh. That's funny.
That's funny.
It is not funny. Do you know that if you were excessively in legal speed limit, even with a bicycle, you are subject to limits?
Very rarely do I exceed 50 miles per hour on that scooter. And
I think anybody that drives a scooter, a bicycle, anything, you better get one.
I've ever done on a two-wheel device.
Really?
I think the best speed I've ever done on a two-wheel device was when I was in high school, and I used to skim the air current next to a semi. There's a draft that runs next to those trucks. If you get in close enough, I'll catch you, and he'll carry you along. Don't recommend it. I was an idiot. Anyway. All right, Brian, we'll catch you later.
All right, man, be good. We'll see you later. Yep.
All righty then. It's all right.
Listen clearly. All righty.
All right.
So here's standing on the shores of Abneg Lake, trying to catch the Abneg carp. What a boring way to play.
Well. What the hell?
Let's see if I can log into Mysteria Legacy.
Yeah, we need lots of help. We just
not
got raided.
I can
in that area. Oh, we just got raided. They robbed me and a couple other members.
Mm-hmm.
There's really only one guy, but he broke in our base because we had a weak wall.
Right. Against him, his whole tribal.
Members haven't been maintaining the walls, and including myself. So they broke in.
Right. That's something you're going to.
You're breaking up.
Correct. Ah, there we go. I might be able to log in.
So anyway, they broke in. One of our members caught them. I was on my way home. There you are. I was on my way home. I seen him saying something. So I ran in there. And we're both attacking these two guys. Of course, they're more powerful than we are. So they kill us both. Take all our shit. And leave.
Well, that's always a fun thing to have happen.
I know.
Oh, there's a chaos near me. What level is it? The level 14. I'm dead meat. Nah, I just got logged off.
As long as you don't attack it, they won't harm you.
That's bullshit.
Seriously.
Yeah, they attack me all the time. They have killed repeatedly when I'm running away from them.
You must have done something to trigger that. I've never had them attack me unless I attack them first.
I was in the same phase they were, and I'm probably significantly low enough level that they have no trouble whipping my ass.
Oh, well, they're pretty strong to begin with. If you're not 2 to 3 times their level, don't touch them.
Now, let's put it this way. I attacked a level 2 one, and it hit me in about 4 hits.
Right.
So, I'm not sure what level I am, but I think I was, 3 or 4 times this level. It still kicks my butt.
They're pretty strong.
So. But yeah, I avoid them like the plague now, and they chase me down. So the fact that I saw one tells me I'm in trouble. Yep.
Where are you at, in the farm?
I don't have any water gardening.
Huh?
I'm in the farm. It's the farm.
So the chaos is
in
the farm?
Southwest. Wow, farm needs some serious maintenance. I keep glitching.
I don't know why we're getting chaos in the farm all the time.
I guess I'm a chaos magnet.
No, it happened before you started logging on. I think somebody is maybe raising it in the base beneath us and then allowing it to rope up into our farm. I'm not sure if that's even possible, but that's my only theory.
Would that be something you guys create down below you, or?
There's an underworld.
Oh, nice. You're missing some fencing here.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Okay, so it's unbuilt yet. Okay, I got you. And I'm glitched. I see a turtle.
Kill it. I'm killing a turtle.
Yeah.
If I can get
I'm in the base right now, walking.
Get from me. Now it's back. Well, I'm strong enough to kill the turtle. Okay, you get Solomon berry seeds from turtles.
Oh, yeah, those suck. But if you want to bring them over to, you want to drop them off in that little shed, we're going to use them for mapping. Basically, yeah, nobody likes them. So what we're going to do is, because, anyways, I'll explain a little bit.
All right.
Drafter was using logs to lay out a blueprint of what he wanted to do in the base, but people kept taking the logs. So I suggested using those seeds because nobody wants those.
Okay.
Now, the reason why nobody wants them is because they produce berries.
Yep.
Which you think are pretty cool, but they don't give you very much health. They're pretty much worthless.
Well, I'm pretty pitiful, so for me, they give sufficient health. Granted, the old ones, they not cling on me.
Yeah, meat. You want meat.
Five berries, and my health, my hunger is almost satisfied. Almost.
There you go. You want raw berries. I mean, raw berries. You want raw meat. And then to the left is the base. We got a cooking area in the base. I should put a cooking area in the farm, too. I might put that in the shed. I might make a cooking area in the shed. But anyhow.
Okay, orders from the farm, since that's where I hang out.
Yeah, that's where I hang out, too. So I'm just in the base right now because I've got essentials that need to be done to keep people from raiding us again. I got to dig up this road, got to build towers. So anyway,
Franklin.
How much raw meat do you have?
Nine old, one new.
Oh, okay, never mind.
And a pine nut.
Huh?
And a pine nut.
Yeah.
Ready. Do I have a shovel? Yeah, I have a shovel. Yeah, something's happening. I lost my other two shovels. They just.
If you put the shovels on the grass or on the dirt, they will disappear.
Yeah, they must have been knocked out of my inventory or something. By the time I got back, they were gone. I don't know how that works.
Me neither.
Okay. Do you know that deep water is best made by digging next to deep water? There we go. Oops. Ah! I'm glitchy. Darn it. Is there any way to turn without moving?
Yeah. Touch the screen, swipe your character left, right, forwards, backwards.
Oh, cool. Excellent. That's a very important feature.
Yeah, I just found that out a little not long ago myself. So I need lots of wood. I need lots of wood if you want to chop wood.
All right, every Tracy.
All right, cool. Wood, stones, and a black rock called obsidian.
Obsidian.
You won't find those unless you're up north. Well, you might find them down here, but it's rare.
That didn't work. There we go. Now I'm making the right way.
And pine cones.
You want pine cones?
Yeah.
Get all my pine cones.
All right. Well, yeah.
Growing pine cones will give you another tree, but half the time the new tree won't give you a new pine cone. So. Planting pine cones to get more pine cones doesn't really work.
Unfortunately. There is a black rock in the garden. I just passed it. So, yeah, when you mine those black rocks, you get black rocks.
I saw it earlier. I'm on the east side of the – yeah, there you are. You see me. I'm going to dig in. Hey, you look like my twin. What's up with that?
I know, right?
You copying me, man?
Yeah.
You're like my other character. He's bald, dark skin. There you go.
Trade me.
Trade you what?
I need those pine cones and whatever else you have that I can use for the base.
Logs, drop. Pine cone, drop. I'm not going to give you my stones, but I'll give you my flint. I'll give you my old meat. I'll give you my new meat.
Oh, yeah, the old meat's good for...
I'm going to get worms. I don't know what to do, but I know some of the chickens. I got a whole bunch of clay because I keep digging stuff.
Oh, yeah. We need clay for sure.
That's, you know, I got dirt. You want dirt?
Yeah, we can use it, but I don't.
I got two drill shells, wool, and I'm going to drop you a gravel road kit.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it takes up space in my inventory. Oh, hey, I have third inventory. Let's see now. Keep carrots because I'm going to eat them. Caraway. That's good food, isn't it? Bones and hemate. Oh, what's this? I got malachite. I actually like malachite in real life. Malachite's really a nice rock.
All right, take that meat.
That meat? Oh, it's cooked? Yeah, okay. And I'm going to drop you some of my vegetables. I'm going to keep my carrots, though, because I haven't filled my hunger up yet.
All right.
Move to them. That bugs me. There you go. Pick that pile up. Yay.
All right, cool. If you need anything else, let me know.
Oh, I probably need a lot of stuff, but I have no idea.
I hear you. Oh, here. Take this. This will come in handy.
Oh, what's that? Looks like a lollipop.
It is a magnifying glass.
Cool.
Yeah, it lets you see things. Like if you walk over to those signs and use the magnifying glass, it lets you see who put the sign up.
Oh, okay.
And if there's items on the ground, you can look at them to see who was the previous owner.
Find description, white, something. Oh, description, write something. H-H-H-92, Elder Kano.
Yep.
Use. Huh. Not working on the road.
Oh yeah, no, don't work on the road. And don't work on roads and tiles that have been laid already.
It doesn't work on the stream either.
Oh, do the tower.
Okay.
Or the brick walls.
Am I next to the tower yet? It's hard to tell. Okay, use. Okay, obviously I'm not next to the tower. I didn't say go up two. Arrow tower. Description. Fire arrows at intruders. Ooh. Yeah, this has been attacked. Builder's Kano.
Oh, yeah. I accidentally hit it with the hammer. I gotta go back and repair it. Along with the signs.
It's down not quite a third of its hit points, but it's about 5,000 away from a third hit point.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I'll come up and fix
it. You can't walk over the dark blue water.
Cannot walk over dark blue water unless you have a raft.
Ah. Oops. I cannot dig with a magnifying glass. Well, apparently I can. Because using a magnifying glass does not stop me from being armed with a shovel.
Oh, right, no. And the reason why I use signs for walls or fencing...
Because they're cheap.
Well, they don't decay.
Yeah, they don't decay.
That's my little secret. So all we got to do is worry about repairing the doors and the outside walls.
Yep.
And towers.
Come on, you little freak. Turn. Yeah, it's almost easier to do my trick of walking away and walking back. But there's certain tight corners where it doesn't work. Like that piece of grass down there. Or sometimes there's a big I can't get to easily. Like if if I was walking down that paved road between the two tracks of water, if I've worked on the water on the other side, then I can't work on the water on that side. So that cow just north of my head, is that a...
Oh, it's outside.
Is that one of those jerks cows?
No, it don't have their name above it. It says cow. If somebody's using a cow costume, it'll say cow, or it'll say their name.
No, but is it one of their animals?
Is it in their farm?
Oh, no.
Is it in bar territory?
No, it's a freebie. It's free game.
Oh, it's between the two of us.
Yeah, it's on the road.
Shovel needs to be ordered.
Do what?
My shovel needs to be repaired. Yeah, my first shovels, it never told me they needed to be repaired. Only told me when they broke. And you're telling me that it would tell me when they needed to be repaired. It wasn't telling me.
It should.
Repair kit.
Yeah, that's how you level up, by killing creatures.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. You level up by doing stuff, but you get points with killing creatures. And so, you get extra features from that, like increasing your backpack, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I'm pack rat 3 now.
Coolness.
Shovel in perfect condition. Yeah, I saw you walking over my head.
That's me. Or was it after me?
Well, you're not there now, but I saw you earlier.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, keep the stones to make a stone road, and then you can maintain the
cobblestone. You have to leave in order to get more rocks. First time he got terribly lost.
You got a what?
The first time I went to go get rocks, I got terribly lost. But when I leave, I'll make a point of noting where I'm at.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, say something in tribe chat, and I or somebody will take you there. But I'll show you how to get there quick and easy without getting lost, and how to get back.
Well, I just headed south, but I walked around a lot looking for rocks to harvest from, and in the process, it was no longer a straight north walk back to where I was.
Oh. Yeah, I'll show you how to get back from there, too. But up north is where all the black rocks are, and that's what we need the most of right now.
Well, will I get stones when I harvest them?
Yes.
Stones.
You'll get both. You'll get flint, you'll get black rocks, and you'll get stones.
All right. I'm going to need some stones here in a little bit unless you did the repairs already because some grass grew over the pavers.
Oh, I haven't done that yet. I'm working on the walls as I work my way back to the base because I got to work in the base because Drafter's not there and we got raided, so we need to step up our game in the base. The farm's not as big of a deal. The farm.
Hear this. If I want a wall, I can come build. And wow. So stone wall. I'd be building stone wall.
I'm sorry, what? Don't do a stone wall.
I'd be doing stone wall. And stone wall requires 30 stone and 10 clay. All right.
30 stones and 10 clay, yeah. You won't need a stone wall for a while.
Well, I need them cracked.
Huh?
And so I assume the cracks need repair.
Yeah, the crack. Oh, well, yeah, if you see a crack in, or a broken wall that's no longer there, then, yeah, it'll need to be replaced. But primarily, you'll just need the repair kits to do repairs. And I'll drop repair kits off in the barn shed from time to time. There's that chaos. Level 14.
Okay. Repair kits require 5 wood, 2 flint, 10 stone, 5 clay. Can I repair a wall with a repair kit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
All right, I need more feathers if I'm going to fight this chaos.
How long is that meat going to last me?
You want to cook the meat before it gets old. If the meat gets old, you can still eat it. It just doesn't give you as much life.
Right. But you cook the meat. How long is the cooked meat going to last me?
It'll last you indefinitely. Once it becomes old meat, I call it beef jerky, and you can still eat it. It's just dried out.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to cook it before it gets old. Raw meat, though, is still good for your dogs and whatnot, because they'll still eat it. So we save the raw, the spoiled food for our dogs.
Right.
Which sounds inhumane, but for the game, it works.
No, in real life, carrion's for dogs. Carrion
Right.
It's basically any dead animal you find out there that you'd see die. That's carrion.
Right on.
Now, if you killed it, you know when it died. Okay, yeah, that's really annoying. I'm glad for the feature of being able to drag on my own face and make me turn, but it's consistently fighting me and not turning. When I pull on it. Ah! I made a deep water, but I hit it a second time, and it became shallow water. Here comes chaos. You killed chaos while you were here.
I can't yet. I'm working on gathering materials so that I can.
You need materials to kill a chaos?
I need arrows. I'm not strong enough to kill him without arrows. I gotta stay away from him. If he hits me, I die. I need trolls.
You are a troll. Yep, somebody's walking over my head.
Not sure who that is. All right. I'm going to get these. Oh, I dropped my knitting needles. Oh, I dropped my shears, too. That asshole took them.
Level 20 chaos. We just experienced level 20.
He's 20 now?
Well, I don't know, but that's what this message that came up said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... Hey, my shovel. This.
All right, cool. My chickens are dropping feathers. I'm just glad I didn't lose my shovel. That one's very valuable. All right, let's see what level these chickens are.
Yeah, and let's find one. All righty. So I got the newest issue of it. I haven't had a chance to crack the cover yet. But they've got an article on controlling Japanese beetles, which, there's a sheep running around.
Yeah, they tend to do that.
I tried shoving sheep in the cage, but by myself, so it kept going around me. But if you block their path, they have a tendency to go. It's coming. Ooh, it's killing the sheep.
Chaos.
Okay. Yeah. It like. And me went and killed the sheep in one blow.
Yeah, I know.
It did hurt me.
It didn't hurt you?
It did hurt me before it was the sheep.
It attacked you and you didn't do anything?
I tried to run from it.
Weird. It walked right by me and didn't touch me.
Well, that must be a feature of being a higher level.
Maybe. Because,
you know. All right, so, like Mama Noogie, Critters. Imperious reaches level 30. Oh, Imperious must be somebody. Yay. I have two stones. Kano is sleeping. Get up, you lazy bum.
Had to log out so I can log in with my other character. I mean, my phone.
Kano is awake. Kay reaches level 50. Kano goes offline.
Yeah, when I logged in, it was a black screen. All right, here we go. I'm getting the archer garb on, getting ready for the attack. Oh, wait, there's a feather. Go grab that feather real quick. See if I can make some more arrows. All right, let's find some of the biscuits.
He did fine, right?
Do what?
He did fine, didn't you?
Oh, God. I'm hopping around ranking. Get
right,
that
well,
round colored boulder.
I found him.
Here we go, black.
Take that, sucker. Level 16 chaos killed by Kino, but the towers helped. Silver, he dropped 3 silver. That's a good thing about killing chaos.
Gives you silver?
Huh?
Gives you silver?
He dropped silver. My assassin skill just went up a level. That's cool. My health level went down, though.
All right. I'm halfway to being able to build a section of road. I can see I need to build at least 3 or 4 pieces. Got a piece of brick road, I guess needs to be replaced. Is this a hole in our wall?
Coming.
Nope. It was red brick. I thought maybe, or orange brick, whatever you want to call it. God, I hate that. When it jumps, it really jumps. It's like I'm teleporting all over the place.
Where are you?
I'm working on that boulder. My mining skill is now level 8.
Oh, okay.
Mining success rate has increased. Yeah, there you are. Yeah, you found me. Yeah, I'm really good at hiding. Hey, you want some wood?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Need a repair kit?
Sure. One I got is still working, but...
Yeah, I'll trade you. I'll make more. I got 4 on me right now.
Wow. We've been at this for an hour and a half. What a useless podcast.
Ooh, feathers.
Oh, my.
Well, that's partly what the podcast is about, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Road, whatever kit.
Come on, chicken, get out of the way.
Use it. This spot that was just north of me in the first place. Oh, I can't move.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm working on a new thing down here in the southwest corner.
Each product is online.
Yeah, that's God Vengeance. Yeah, let me turn this volume down.
Yay, I have some dye seeds.
Oops, wrong button. Where's my settings? Yeah, there.
Yay, I got some Tinder. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even ask you the question. Much on collecting mats. We will build towers again south wall. So who's taking you?
If you scroll up, you'll see X Prime X said, "Yo, what's up, Kane?"
How do you scroll up?
Just use your thumb and scroll.
Okay. All right, I see it. I always wondered how to... No. Yeah. I need more stones. I'm afraid to say it, but I am starting to lose consciousness.
You falling asleep?
Yes. Yes, actually I am. Which is ironic, because my character is currently sawing logs.
Your character is currently sawing logs?
Yes, he's beating on a tree and getting logs for it. He's buying logs.
Oh, okay.
In real life, I am falling asleep.
Do you have a compass on you?
I do.
Okay.
And the compass tells me I'm currently at 375 southwest.
Okay.
That's big. Yes, I'm next. That's Jake's off. Clutch and I can raid.
Do what?
Chicken. There's a chicken. Chicken in the sheet. Oh, thank you.
Yep, yep.
Now, if I didn't pick those up right away, would they vanish on me?
Yeah, that is fair. Yeah, I think you got like 15, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I picked them up. I mean, you know. So I should go inside this this area right here. Just north of you. And drop my Mitchells. Is that a safe place?
Hang on.
Automatically. Do I need to close?
Yeah, you can drop them in there.
Darn it.
What popped? Did you hear something break? I heard something break. Oh, it might have been this wall over here.
What happened to the other gate?
Huh?
Close the gate. Close the other gate. Because I was glitching. I couldn't get.
No biggie.
All right, I'm coming up. Oh, he closed it, or it closed just about two.
Yeah, they close by themselves.
Do they?
Yeah, after so much time.
I was concerned. Dang it. I did not fire at them. At least not on purpose. Ah! I'm not moving. I'm not doing anything to move in that direction. I'm heading north at a high speed. I just jumped down south.
No, that's what we call lag.
I'm in one place. And I'm not doing it. I'm going after this berry bush over here. Okay, there. I seem to be in a steady state. Good. I got a berry. Jeez.
Louise.
Yeah, whatever she has to do with it. Yeah, I took a grand tour of the farm. Okay, so... Okay, so you're not even near me, so that's what I'm looking at. There you go. So that broken Primex. This broken piece of wall right here. I can repair that.
Don't repair that one. I'm replacing that with a sign.
Right, but that's something I could repair.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I see that on the perimeter, I should pick it.
Yeah, on the outer walls and any of these doors. The doors always need repairs.
Okay. Ooh, there's a feather out here.
There's a feather? Pick it up.
Yeah, there used to be a chicken. Oh, no, there's a chicken still. The chicken's still running around. All right, good. All right, I picked up the feather. And then there's a turtle over here. I'm going to kill it. Now, you got some turtles in cages. Should I kill them or leave them alone?
Kill them. We don't care about turtles.
All right. Give me. Oh, gave me seat. There we go. I'll pick that up. All right, I'll leave that chicken out there alone. All right, so I should take out this bush that's over here. Into the pen. Yay! Move it, cow. There's a worm behind it.
Yeah, I want the chicken to eat the worm. I'm going to make baby chickens.
Woo! You know, that's not how it really works.
All right, cool. Now it's going to start dropping eggs.
Wolf. There's a wolf. Wolf in the cage.
Oh,
wolf,
yeah.
Wolf with a worm.
He's trapped. We can't get to him.
Okay. I'll let you handle him. Those things seem to kill me.
Oh, I can't go in there. The guy has it locked.
Okay. Turn around. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to drop a load of stuff. One plant. One worm. Couple bones. Two obsidian. That's for that. Ah, the chicken just picked up its own feather.
Oh no, they go away after so much time. You gotta pick them up.
Well, I didn't see it until just now. The chicken walked over it and it disappeared. So it looked like the chicken collected it. Okay, I'm dropping four in this pile. Tinder, logs, and feather. So inside the storeroom, that feather should be okay, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Inside the storeroom, that feather should be okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, turn around and close the gate. Close gate. Meat. And us, when you are completely hungry, you start losing hit points. Very annoying. Okay. Definitely need more stones.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to go sleep. So I guess I'm going to Springfield tomorrow. I'm going to go to your most favorite place, Harbor Freight.
Oh, okay.
You're my too. Yay, lots of salivary, whatever. Apparently, you can't use yourself. It's like you can't use yourself.
You can do what?
You can select yourself, but you can't use yourself.
Right.
All right, one more show. More raw meat. By the way, did you go inventory items around?
Do what?
You can tow inventory items around.
Inventory items.
Apparently, you can't drag them to another page.
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah, move them around. Can't move them to different pages. Unless you drop them.
Right. So, like, the time you drop would be the first thing you pick up. I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got dye seed, salmon berry seed, and holly seed. As far as I can tell, holly is useless, but you might disagree with me.
Holly is what we want the most. Well, holly and aloe.
Whoa, it looks like somebody planted a patch of
So if I see a patch of holly, should I pick it or should I leave it alone?
If you pick it, just put the seed, you know, replant one, basically. When you forage.
Right.
For those seeds in the farm, replant them.
Right.
Because that's one of the main things that we want.
Okay, so may I ask, why do you want holly?
It gives you tinder. And tinder is valuable. Not as valuable as aloe.
I get a lot of tinder.
Huh?
Okay. I get a lot of tinder. Didn't know it was valuable. Chopping skill is now level 8.
He's like, what the fuck? Welcome. He's like, amazing. Malt. Malt is like 15 to...
It's Reed. That's on chicks.
Reed.
All percent. All right.
70.
I'm sorry. I'm losing it. All righty. So I picked up this one magazine. I think it was like Backwoods. I don't know. It's one of the survivalist type magazines, and they had an article on doing your own blacksmithing, making chisels. Stuff. Anyway, I'm looking at this stuff on an ultrasonic driller. They abbreviate USDC. It's a drilling device that uses vibration in order to hammer its bit through material, as opposed to traditional drilling methods. The electric actuator as a source of power utilizes a variety of horns to vibrate or hammer its bit through the material. And so basically, instead of putting a bunch of power behind the drill bit to make it hit like a jackhammer, they're sending high frequency sound. The drill bit. Uh, That's Sam. Where is this on its... Here we go. Down in benefits. I'm looking at the wiki page on this. Benefits. Low power use. Overall, USDC requires little power to operate. USDC requires a very low axial load, or downward force applied to be able to drill through tough surfaces such as granite, rock, or ice. That's interesting. They separate rock from each other as if and it's not a rock. Anyway, it's a very hard rock. That's him. Near zero torque is needed to operate the drill, as it does not bore through a traditional rotary. Does not bore through traditional rotary force. Effectively, the USDA uses much less power to operate than a drill boring through hard surfaces. Okay. It didn't show the percentage. There's an article I read on them, which got me looking them up. Basically, where it would take 100 watts of power. For every 100 watts of power you need for a regular drill, it's only like 10 watts of power to drill through the same material using ultrasonics. So I'm kind of curious how the average blow could make and use this. Oh, here we go. Actual numbers. It's even better than what I said. Okay. A prototype of the drill was first released by NASA in April 2000, which weighed 1.5 pounds and had a capacity to drill half inch holes into granite using only 10 watts of power, whereas the modern household half-inch drill requires 750 watts. The USDC was originally designed to be able to drill through very rigid rock surfaces that would otherwise be damaged by a rotary drill. Has also shown potential usefulness in the field of medicine. Let's see. Okay, well, that's not information I was looking for. Basically, it uses 1/75 of the power of a regular drill to do the same job.
Okay.
So... Now, if you made your own drill heads and you had some way of applying that ultrasonic frequency to them, well, you could have your own operation going on low wattage. Basically, you'd be turning the rock to powder. You wouldn't be making chunks. You could remove debris by pumping water down there and just blowing it back out. Yeah, references, but no links to the references. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The article I ran across that sent me looking for that. The YouTube video. Ancient acoustic levitation. And that's the ice cream cone thing.
Okay.
Move rocks. Yeah, apparently. Never seen it done, but apparently if you sing the right note to a rock, it will levitate and become very light. It will manipulate it and move around where you want to.
Right.
You know. Which, if that's true, explain how a lead stallion was able to pick up stone that weighed, you know, 8-10 tons and put them on the bed of a truck in less than 5 minutes. Because he made them weightless. Oh, here's a site for you to look into. It's CIPH.io.
I forgot. I'm sitting here chatting on this game, and David dropped off. I'm talking to our deal. All right, well, since David dropped off, I guess I'll conclude the podcast. But basically, yeah, it's the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Mysterio Legacy, PK, Red Towers, Mabinugi, and Dungeons and Dragons. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Drafter will quit. Zach Drafter will quit. He hasn't been online or said now he's working on his house in real life. I talk to him on KIK. Go up here and make sure he didn't. Yeah. Parallel Kingdom and Red Towers. And it's like, you guys played together before? I said, yeah. He goes, wow. I said, Parallel Kingdom and Red Towers. So, yeah. Anyways. So, yeah, check out our website at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Find our hours. We're now at 7 o'clock, or no, 9:30 p.m. on some days. Oh. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I need to call Ron Paul. Because Ron Paul's recording didn't update. So we'll play that for our ScrapGov Scrap listeners. We have our other podcast at ScrapGovScrap.com, where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, extent, and reach, and power of a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government.
For Monday, July 2nd. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton was in Moscow last week organizing what promises to be an historic summit meeting between his boss and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bolton, who has for years demanded that the U.S. inflict pain on Russia and on Putin specifically, was tasked by Trump to change his tune. He was forced to shed some of his neoconservative skin and get involved in peacemaking. Trump surely deserves some credit for that. As could be expected, given the current political climate in the U.S., the neoconservatives have joined up with the anti-Trump forces on the left and U.S. client states overseas to vigorously oppose any movement toward peace with Russia. The mainstream media is, as also to be expected, amplifying every objection to any step away from a confrontation with Russia. Bolton had hardly left Moscow when the media began its attack. U.S. allies are nervous over the planned summit, reported Reuters. They did not quote any U.S. ally claiming to be nervous, but they did speculate that both the U.K. and Ukraine would not be happy were the U.S. and Russia to improve relations. But why is that? The current Ukrainian government is only in power because the Obama administration launched a coup against its democratically elected president to put U.S. puppets in charge. They're right to be nervous, and the British government is also right to be worried. They swore that Russia was behind the poisoning of the Skripals without providing any evidence to back up their claims. Hundreds of Russian diplomats were expelled from Western countries on their word alone. And over the past couple of months, each of their claims has fallen short. At the extreme of the reaction to Bolton's Russia trip was the U.S.-funded think tank, the Atlantic Council, which is stuck in a 1950s time warp. Its resident Russia expert, Anders Aslan, tweeted that longtime Russia hawk Bolton had been captured by the Kremlin and must now be considered a Russian agent for having helped set up a meeting between Trump and Putin. Do they really prefer nuclear war? The experts are usually wrong when it comes to peacemaking. They rely on having official enemies for their very livelihood. In 1985, national security expert Zbigniew Brzezinski attacked the idea of a summit between President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. It was demeaning and tactically unwise, he said, as reported at the time by the Washington Times. Such a meeting would only elevate Gorbachev and make him the first among equals, he said. Thankfully, Reagan did engage Gorbachev in several summits, and rest is history. Brzezinski was wrong, and the peacemakers were right. President Trump would be wise to the neocon talking heads and think tank experts paid by defense contractors. He should ignore the never-Trumpers who have yet to make a coherent policy argument opposing the president. The extent of their opposition to Trump seems to be he's mean and rude. Let us hope that a Trump-Putin meeting begins and move toward real reconciliation and away from the threat of nuclear war. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and at my www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All right, I'm going to call back in and play it again. I was halfway paying attention.
July 2nd, President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton was in Moscow last week organizing what promises to be an historic summit meeting between his boss and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bolton, who has for years demanded that the U.S. inflict pain on Russia and on Putin specifically, was tasked by Trump to change his tune. He was forced to shed some of his neoconservative skin and get involved in peacemaking. Trump surely deserves some credit for that. As could be expected, given the current political climate in the U.S., the neoconservatives have joined up with the anti-Trump forces on the left and U.S. client states overseas to vigorously oppose any movement toward peace with Russia. The mainstream media is, as also to be expected, amplifying every objection to any step away from a confrontation with Russia. Bolton had hardly left Moscow when the media began its attack. U.S. allies are nervous over the planned summit, reported Reuters. They did not quote any U.S. ally claiming to be nervous, but they did speculate that both the U.K. and Ukraine would not be happy were the U.S. and Russia to improve relations. But why is that? The current Ukrainian government is only in power because the Obama administration launched a coup against its democratically elected president to put U.S. puppets in charge. They're right to be nervous, and the British government is also right to be worried. They swore that Russia was behind the poisoning of the Skripals without providing any evidence to back up their claims. Hundreds of Russian diplomats were expelled from Western countries on their word alone. And over the past couple of months, each of their claims has fallen short. At the extreme of the reaction to Bolton's Russia trip was the U.S.-funded think tank, the Atlantic Council, which is stuck in a 1950s time warp. Its resident Russia expert, Anders Aslan, tweeted that longtime Russia hawk Bolton had been captured by the Kremlin and must now be considered a Russian agent for having helped set up a meeting between Trump and Putin. Do they really prefer nuclear war? The experts are usually wrong when it comes to peacemaking. They rely on having official enemies for their very livelihood. In 1985, national security expert Zbigniew Brzezinski attacked the idea of a summit between President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. It was demeaning and tactically unwise, he said, as reported at the time by the Washington Times. Such a meeting would only elevate Gorbachev and make him the first among equals, he said. Thankfully, Reagan did engage Gorbachev in several summits, and rest is history. Brzezinski was wrong, and the peacemakers were right. President Trump would be wise to the neocon talking heads and think tank experts paid by defense contractors. He should ignore the never-Trumpers who have yet to make a coherent policy argument opposing the president. The extent of their opposition to Trump seems to be he's mean and rude. Let us hope that a Trump-Putin meeting begins and move toward real reconciliation and away from the threat of nuclear war. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and at my www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.